Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Now we're getting into our next conversation with Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa. Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa has been teaching us and chaperoning us through our study of the book Steps to Christ, penned down by the prophetess Ellen Gold White. And he is here once again to talk to us about faith and acceptance, believing beyond feelings. I like the concept of distinguishing our faith from our feelings. I don't know why we have found so many people thinking what they feel is their faith, and the moment they don't feel anything, therefore that means there is no... I don't know. It's a conversation we could have on another day, but it's a conversation that needs to be had nonetheless. Anyways, many Christians base their faith on just pure emotions. But Steps of Christ warns that faith is not about feeling close to God. Hey, if I could take that one phrase and slap it on the foreheads of any and everybody who calls themselves Christian, it has nothing to do with how close to God you are. Just you, because you feel close to God, doesn't mean you are close to God. You know, the devil was so close to God, he was in heaven, talking to God person to person, but he couldn't be farther from God. Even after he had been thrown out, he had been presenting himself like the sons of God to ask for Job, person to person. He was so close to God, but couldn't be farther from God. This topic is a topic ever so close to my heart, and I'm looking forward to hear Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa's answers to our questions. So that's what we're talking about today. Dr. Bodney Mulosiwa, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Good afternoon. It's been a great week, and I believe that we have got one more lesson to learn this week.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to that lesson, Dr. Mulosiwa. Let's get into it. What does Steps to Christ teach about faith and feelings?
All right. Feelings. Let's start with feelings, because they tend to be quite prevalent nowadays. So the way feelings work, they work in such a way that what you want to happen, or things that you wish to see happen, are the ones that you actually base your faith on. For example, if someone prays for a car and they actually get a car, to that person, that is the thing, because they loved it, they want it. Yeah. Therefore, it shows that it substitutes for faith. Whereas faith is not about how you feel, because your feelings change from day to day. If your car breaks down, or you get a job offer somewhere, if your boss irritates you today, you forget to thank God. But with faith is not based on how you feel. It's based on the understanding that God placed you where you are to execute his mandate.
Right.
And you are going to do it regardless of how you feel.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So sometimes it may be painful, actually, but faith calls you to still listen and hear God.
Absolutely.
It does not mean that if you do not agree with something, or you are not happy about something, then there is no faith.
Right.
That's not how it works.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. So why do people often struggle to accept God's forgiveness, Doctor?
Yeah, so... And I like this question, especially when it comes immediately after talking about feelings. Most people want to feel like indeed they've been forgiven. But the sheer premise of faith says, God, who never lies, if he says, when you confess your sins, I will forgive you. The moment you ask for forgiveness, you have repented and done all that you need to do. God is willing to forgive you.
Right.
But most people would struggle because they want that sense of guilt, in quotes, to disappear. Then that will tell them, no, you know, now I feel like God has forgiven me.
Right, right.
It's very important to understand that the gift of faith that God has given us So the gift of forgiveness that God has given us, it's a gift. It's not like you have to labor to be forgiven. Mm. It's already given. Right. You just need to experience it and to accept it. It's not a feeling.
Right.
Yeah.
Then
and then contrary, let me just...
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I wanted to say, just to add on to that, in fact, you are going to have some level of guilt even after you ask for forgiveness, which comes with accountability noticing the sinfulness of sin.
Mm.
So let's not delay our healing process by feeling guilty over the sins that God has already forgiven us for.
Yeah. Then teach us how, Dr. Mlosiwa, how can we develop a faith that endures difficult seasons?
Yeah. There's a concept that I learned a couple of years ago where we, in fact, it is motivated by a song that says, count your many blessings and name them one by one.
Mm.
The reason why I feel that is quite profound is that when God does things for us, when we pray for things and God answers prayers, when God saves us from different troubles, when God teaches us things and we note them down, one day we are going to reach a point where we do not know what to do and we do not know what to expect. But looking back at those details where God came through for us, we find a stable foundation upon which we can say, I may not know what's happening, but God has been faithful in the past. I can trust him now.
Mm.
Now, the first thing is track your experiences with God. Note them down and don't take them for granted. And then the other thing is that God's vision is longer than ours. We need to trust God in all the situations that we face. Mm. So if we genuinely believe that God is omniscient and he's omnipresent and he's omnipotent, then we should have faith on him because we know that he knows better, sees better, and can save us to the utmost.
Mm.
Therefore, we trust him in all situations. And take note of this. I'm mentioning this because faith is more pronounced when you do not have a plan B.
Okay.
Oftentimes, we speak of faith when we already have a plan B. Mm. No, if God does not come through for me here, then I'll do this. But when you do not have an option, that's where you really see God coming through.
Okay.
Because you can't explain it any other way.
Right.
And then let us also learn to read God's word so that we can learn to know his promises. Sometimes, especially when it comes to issues of our feelings, mm. when it comes to faith,
right.
We forget that God has given us conditional promises upon which we can base our faith.
Yeah.
That is to say, when God has promised that if you remain faithful, this is what I promise,
mm.
then even what we pray for is going to be in line with what God would want for right. us in our lives.
Right.
Now, if we know God's promises, our faith will definitely grow because we are working on the things that he wants to achieve,
right.
the goals that he also wants to achieve. Yeah.
Okay. So what are some of the practical ways we can use to strengthen our trust in God's promises, the promises you're talking about?
Okay, the first thing that I would want to start with is our point of departure from the previous question.
Mm.
Now, if we keep our eyes on the word of God, then our faith is going to be more appropriated because we know his promises.
Right.
Sometimes we waste most of our energies praying for things that God has no idea what we are really trying to achieve because mm. we are praying against what he has actually promised us.
Right.
So let us know what the word of God says so that we can know his promises. And two, let us keep an association or a group of friends and people who also believe in God. In that way, we have got a group that prays for us and
right.
a group that we pray for.
Right.
And their experiences, because we took part in that, speaks to our own experiences because we were with them
mm.
every step of the journey.
Right, right.
Yeah. And then the other thing is we should quickly come to a point where we say, God, just like Christ prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, Lord, I wish that this cup may pass from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine. This is a genuine prayer that says, this is the situation where I find myself. This is what I wish. But I genuinely trust that you see better than I. Therefore, please hold my hand and help me navigate that which I do not understand. That takes away your feelings in the sense that you allow God to do that which is best. It may be painful now, but you know that at the end of the day, it will lead to a vindication.
All right, final question. I'll let you go, Dr. Mulosua. How does faith lead to a lasting peace? Everybody on social media, whether it's Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, it doesn't matter. Everyone seems to be talking about, I'm protecting my peace. I'm doing this. Oh, my peace, my peace. How does faith lead to a lasting peace?
Yeah, there's something that Christ said just before he ascended. He says, my peace I leave with you, and not peace that the world offers.
Right.
Which means that what Christ, and by the way, he's saying this after he had told the disciples that they're going to be brought before the magistrates for persecution and all those terrible things that they're just about to go through, which is quite similar to what we are just about to go through. Now, we need faith that holds stronger now more than ever. And this faith is the one that says, I know, quite sure, that I'm afraid of this, but I trust God who is bigger than myself.
Right.
Just like the songwriter says, he says, take me to a rock that is higher than I. You acknowledge that God is bigger, better, and stronger than you.
Right, right.
Therefore, your peace does not lie in your strength because you know that your strength will soon fail you.
Right.
Rather, it lies on God who has promised all heaven. He had actually pledged all heaven for the sake of your salvation and your well-being. Therefore, if we base our faith in that, the peace that we are going to get is going to be the peace that is similar to John has when he got burnt at the stake. Knowing that even if I die now, I know that God, the peace that I have is in knowing that God has got the ability to resurrect me.
Right.
Now, that is faith.
Okay. All right. Doctor, thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate your insights. It has been a very eye-opening conversation throughout the week. Thank you very much once again. May God bless you and have a blessed Sabbath tomorrow. Till next time. Thank you very much, Dr. Mulosua.
You're welcome, nice. Have a great Sabbath. Same to you, man.
Thank you very much. Dr. Bodney Mulosua talking to us and talking us through steps to Christ, faith and acceptance for today, believing beyond just feelings.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.